And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 6th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the Shoshone woman Sacagawea, born in Idaho sometime around 1789, kidnapped at the age of 10 by the Hidatsa tribe, sold into slavery, bought by a French-Canadian trapper who made her one of his two wives. And when Lewis and Clark hired him to guide them to the Pacific, Sacagawea was part of the package. She was a teenager, she had a two-month-old baby on her back, and she could speak half a dozen Indian languages. She also knew which plants were edible. And when Indian tribes saw the Lewis and Clark expedition approaching, and they saw there was a woman with a baby, the Indians assumed they were peaceful, and this saved Lewis and Clark a lot of trouble. When the trip was over, Sacagawea received nothing for all of her work. She died in 1812 of a fever at the age of 23, and 8 months later, William Clark legally adopted her two children, Jean-Baptiste and Lisette. It's the birthday of Merle Haggard, born Bakersfield, California, 1937. It was on this date, 1895, Oscar Wilde was arrested for sodomy in London. He'd been having an affair with the son of John Douglas, the Marquess of Queensberry. The Marquess had a warrant sworn out for Wilde's arrest, and Oscar Wilde's friends implored him to escape to France. But Wilde said, "The train is gone, it's too late," and he was arrested at the Cadogan Hotel, and after a long trial was sentenced to 2 years' hard labor. During his imprisonment, he wrote a long letter to his lover, Alfred Douglas, letter later published as De Profundis, in which he wrote, "When one has weighed the sun in the balance and measured the steps of the moon and mapped out the seven heavens, there still remains oneself. Who can calculate the orbit of his own soul?" After 2 years in prison, he was released, bankrupt, in ill health, moved to Paris, where he died in poverty 3 years later. It was on this date in 1917 the United States entered World War I, the war that spawned the disillusioned realists of the so-called Lost Generation, Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Eliot, Dispassus, William Faulkner. The war had been going on in Europe for 3 years, and then Germany started attacking American merchant ships. President Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war. It passed almost unanimously. An enormous change in the country. Factories sprang up to make the goods for the war effort. People moved to the cities from rural areas to take jobs in the factories. Women went to work in record numbers, which advanced the women's suffrage movement. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, "Surprised by Evening." There is unknown dust that is near us, waves breaking on shores just over the hill, trees full of birds that we have never seen, nets drawn down with dark fish. The evening arrives, we look up, and it is there. It has come through the nets of the stars, through the tissues of the grass, walking quietly over the asylums of the waters. The day shall never end, we think. We have hair that seems born for the daylight, but at last the quiet waters of the night will rise, and our skin shall see far off as it does underwater. Robert Bly's poem, "Surprised by Evening," from Eating the Honey of Words, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.